Welcome to the media broadcast of His Vision Ministries. Pastor Shane has a strong desire to encourage people to stay in the Word of God on a daily basis. Pastor Shane prays that you are fed by the messages contained in these daily nuggets. These messages are intended to bring daily life application.
This is Pastor Shane, and today I want to speak in this nugget about hurting believers. You know, the truth be known, we don't expect God's people to behave like those without Christ in their lives. You know, being around other Christians, it ought to bring safety and acceptance and forgiveness. And the pain that's caused from hurt from Christians or church people is a silent destroyer because of the devastation that it causes in the heart, the mind, and the soul of those who have been wounded. You know, this type of action, by the way, can cause an innocent person's happiness and joy to be shattered. And as difficult as it may seem, we must remove our attention away from those who are the root cause of your pain, turmoil, disillusionment. God's love is so great that He desires to heal your wounds from the hurt of other people. And so let me give you this encouragement today. As Christians, my friend, you and I, we must go to Him for help. And we must ask for wisdom and guidance on ways that we can remove our thoughts and reflections off of other people and whatever their actions may be. Listen, when we truly give it over to God and trust Him, then we're going to be able to stop rehearsing the situation that caused us such great harm. You know, the sad reality is that many false believers who will be expecting to go to heaven will be denied entrance. And there are many who throw on a Christian name tag, but their actions do not bear the fruit that Galatians talks about in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. Listen, friend, don't allow someone else's behavior or their judgment or even their sin lead you to a root of bitterness that steals you from the abundant life that Jesus has in store for you. You know, the Bible says in John chapter 10 and verse 10, it says the thief's purpose is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And my purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life.
We thank you for joining us today. Visit us online at isvision.org. Text the word SAVE to the number 80123 and hit send to learn how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. May God bless you.